This year, the theme looks at how the Sustainable Development Goals are the building blocks for peace. The 17 SDGs, as they're known, aim to eliminate poverty, protect the planet, and create a better future for all. Ban Ki-moon is the UN Secretary General.
Peace may be elusive, but it's not the mystery. We understand the roots of peace, and we know the route to peace. Ceasefires, like the cessation of hostilities in Syria, are vital. But peace is about far more than putting weapons aside. It involves hard work of mediation, conflict resolution through diplomacy, reconciliation, peace building, and sustaining peace. It comes from the vision of a world in which people share the benefits of peace and prosperity on a healthy planet.
The Peace Bell was a gift from the UN Association of Japan in June 1954. At the time, the country was not yet a member of the United Nations. The bell was cast from medals and coins provided by UN member states, the Pope, and children from 60 countries. The new president of the UN General Assembly, Peter Thompson of Fiji, hoped that its reverberations will be felt around the world.
So as the peace bell sounds today, we listen to its reverberations spreading around the United Nations. These vibrations carry across the globe to the world's trouble spots, where we pray they are felt by all those seeking signs of hope.
Several dignitaries attended the event, including the American actors Leonardo DiCaprio and Michael Douglas, alongside three women Nobel Peace laureates, Lema Bowie, Shirin Ebadi, and Tawakkol Karman. The Peace Bell ceremony was followed by a global student video conference with links to UN peacekeeping missions in Cyprus and Liberia. Deanne Penn, United Nations.